Join me in meditation prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious Lord God, we do thank you for so many things, a lot of things we don't understand. All we know is that we can come and talk directly to you, and we can lament and cry out and give you praise, and also by the same token ask for help in so many areas of our life. Life is just really a wonderful, wonderful blessing. And we don't understand all the things that we go through sometimes, but if we accept you into our lives, we have the blessed hope, and we can keep on keeping on, because no matter what happens in this life, we have a better life ahead. But it's rough, Lord, sometimes dealing with all this stuff and wars and rumors of wars and all of that. And we just know that our world can be made right again when you return, and nobody else can do it. But in the meantime, we've just got to keep on keeping on doing the very best that we know how to do and keeping our eyes on the mark of the high calling. Give us the peace that we need, the peace that passes all understanding, the wisdom, the grace, and the ability to keep on keeping on until it is our time to go home and be with you. But maybe if you return first, we won't experience physical death. What a wonderful thing that would be. But we don't know. We never know. But in the meantime, we hang on to the hope that we have in Christ. As the disciples realized that Jesus talked to the Father a lot, and they wanted to talk to the Father too, and they asked Jesus if they would teach him how to talk to the Father. And he said, well, let me give you a prayer, a model prayer to line up with as you pray the prayer that Jesus taught together this morning, and by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.